It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI here on a Friday. As always, tip of the cap to you for waking up with us, making us a part of your morning routine. Katie Law in studio this morning. We'll get to what's trending with our news as we always do at the top of the hour. Weather-wise, sun today, temps near 90, very muggy. We'll get a detailed look at our weekend forecast coming up, but here's what's trending. Oh, the state's been whistling this tune for many moons. Changes could be coming to five intersections along U.S. 30 here in Allen County. This is according to NDOT. Obviously, a number of traffic accidents, usually a lot of them at high speed, fatalities, have been tied to this. Whatever ultimately happens, they think construction on this project will start in the fall of 2024. Construction and renovations could be $35 to $40 million, and frankly, they haven't ruled out turning it into an interstate, even though many believe that might be too costly.
I vote yes.
Turn it into an interstate?
As soon as possible.
I got to figure it out. I think it was like either 25% or 40%, which is kind of a big difference, of traffic on that corridor is trucks driving through to Chicago type
of deal. Yes, yeah, or people. Yeah.
In school, you learn there are four oceans, but National Geographic this week just made up their other one. They made up a fifth ocean. The Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic oceans you learned in school, but National Geographic said, you know what? We're inventing the Southern Ocean, which is a body of water around Antarctica. They say it deserves its own name because the currents are so different. I just enjoy that meeting. Nobody else will have that as a news story today, but at some point, we'll be like, guys, did we just make a new ocean? Yes, we did, Brad, okay?
No big deal.
Forget
about it. We just need to change every textbook okay. You know, in the world.
So that's what we're going to do, okay? We're not even going to ask permish.
That's exactly how that conversation went down.
If they shorten permish, permission to permish in the meeting.
These scientists at National Geographic,
that would have been
they
awesome.
Probably did.
Yeah.
They probably, yeah.
Two swimmers with ties here in Fort Wayne are living out their dream to participate in the summer games. Tristan DeWitt and Jacob Steele are Indiana University swimmers. They are currently at the trials in Omaha. They'll know Monday and Thursday of this week as they respectively race. By the way, the Olympics are less than 50 days away in Tokyo, Japan. And we could have some area ties, which is pretty cool, to the games. And finally, Katie's going to the movies. And maybe you are as well. Before there was Hamilton the musical, Lin-Manuel Miranda had In the Heights, which was his first Tony Award-winning musical portraying the bustling New York City neighborhood of Washington Heights. It is a movie now in theaters this weekend or also simultaneously streaming on HBO Max. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Katie Law in studio this morning joining me. If you ever miss anything on the show, get caught up anytime with the Andy in the Morning podcast. It's available on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even at our website, magic951.com. Random truths. I call them radio potato chips.
We definitely need to know these things.
Well,
they come in handy.
They're random tidbits of information, often used by managers as icebreakers prior to a meeting or something like that. So here we go. Random truths. In ancient Persia, random truths, people debated ideas twice. Once when they were sober, and then once again when they were drunk.
I think they're onto something.
The idea had to sound good in both states of being before it was allowed to be acted upon as law.
Can you see, like, Congress all just getting schnockered?
Guys, I've got an idea.
What about just, like, endless stimulus money for everybody?
Yay or nay?
Yeah, where's my gavel? I want a gavel.
Random. I just would like to see that. At your local school board.
Okay, the kids want to do Grease. All right, and there's some sexual overtones. Overtones.
Can I venture to say that might actually happen sometimes?
Okay.
School boards, they little tip back before they go into the meeting.
Random truce. Elephants only need 2 hours of sleep a day, which is the least of any mammal. Random truce. Okay. The Pledge of Allegiance was originally created as a marketing scheme to help sell flags to schools.
Well, that stuck.
Yes, it did.
You know what you need to do? You are just unpatriotic if you don't buy one of these. And you know every school in the county is saying this little pledge beforehand. No, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, everybody's doing it.
You don't want to be the one that does it.
Hey, you know what? Buy a flag for every classroom and gymnasium. Sold. Got it. The word dud in milk dud came because the company that created them tried to make them so perfectly round, but found it was impossible for them to do. So ultimately, they wound up all being duds, and thus the name Milk Dud has stuck.
I like it. I think Milk Duds are a pretty divisive candy. I like them.
Dennis hate them. You want to take a filling out really quick? Get a Milk Dud going.
I'm probably going to have some Milk Duds when I go to a movie tonight. I like a bite of popcorn.
And a Milk Dud?
And then a Milk Dud.
Oh.
Popcorn, milk. Sweet, savory, sweet. Done.
And finally, as we round out random truths, Buzz Aldrin wasn't the first man to walk on the moon. Who was that, by the way, Katie?
The first man to walk on the moon? Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
God, but you put me on the spot there.
Yeah, it was.
That was mean.
That was a little mean. Yeah. Buzz Aldrin wasn't the first man to walk on the moon. Of course, that was Neil Armstrong. But Buzz Aldrin was... Not Balls Aldrin. But it does tie to that. Buzz Aldrin was the first to pee on the moon. He peed into a special bag in his suit, and that is his claim to fame, along with apparently the new nickname I just gave him, Balls Aldrin. Oh, God.
I feel like he should have a t-shirt made, like, I peed on the moon. I don't know.
And all I got was this shirt.
Right.
It's Andy in the Morning. Random truth. Hey, it's Andy in the Morning. It's Magic 95.1. Katie Law in studio this morning. Want to roll the dice?
Absolutely.
There's a very popular radio segment that I've done over the years and the radio morning shows have done over the years. It's entitled, And That's When My Boob Popped Out.
Oh, I think we're going to get lots of stories here. Yeah.
What happens on this segment is that we would like for you to call in with a story, ladies. As long as you tell that story quickly, and that story ends with, and that's when my boob popped out. And you're going to go, Andy, what? Now, hang on. I'm convinced a lot of women have this story, and it really does tend to rear its head in the summer.
Oh,
in the summer, you're wearing less clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is sometimes really kind of, if you've ever gone to Cedar Point, and
the roller coaster.
Roller coasters. I remember one time I rode next to a woman who was in a tube top and large chested, mm-hmm. and she was on the Raptor. And she was like, I hope it's not like last time. And I'm like, what was last time? She goes, that's when my boob popped out.
You're like, I hope it's like last time.
And I'm like, I kind of hope it's exactly like last time.
You were watching her the entire roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm like, all of a sudden.
I feel like every single story we hear is going to have a tube top involved.
Tube top, water slides
bikini.
Are very popular.
Oh, yes. Gosh, yeah. I mean, I think that's the only times it's really happened to me is it had to do with like a diving board or a water slide, jumping off a boat, you know, something like that. It was like a whoopsie daisy.
So what happens is, I'll repeat the number, and by the way, this is sort of a hit or miss topic. If you get a couple people to call in, home run!
Yeah.
If you get nobody to call, you're like, what were those people talking about? Those are just the craziest hosts I've ever seen in my life. So it works like this, 260-467-9500. Let's set the stage. Let's do this right.
Come on.
You call us up, and you tell us a story quickly. And then the whole key to the segment is that you end the story with, and that's when my boob popped out. It's Andy in the Morning. Hi, get us started here on this segment. Go ahead.
So I was at my brother's wedding, and I was sitting next to his wife, and they were giving their speech. And then my boob popped out.
Amazing.
Yes. It's funny how that just happens.
What just happened?
At a wedding.
The wedding. All right. What, I mean, what happened? Were you moving? Where was the speech? Where did you have to stand up? I mean, what happened with the dress?
We just went to stand up, and it just happened. The dress was a little tight, so that's what happened.
And that's when it popped out. I just think it's funny when you say, and that's when my boob popped out.
Yeah.
It's just a good way to end every story.
Gets you every time.
260-467-9500. You tell us a story, as long as you end that story with, and that's when my boob popped out. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Katie Law back in studio. And when she's in, it's not uncommon for us to do a segment where we call it rapid fire questions. We put one of us, usually me in duress, in sort of a planking position that you have to hold for a minute or two while we ask you as many questions as possible. However, finally listeners are like, why don't you ever turn the tables and make Katie do it?
Oh boy, I can't believe I agreed. This is one of those things like, yeah, that's fine, I'll do it. And now I'm like, what am I doing?
Are you a little nervous?
Well, yeah, because I just don't know what questions you're throwing at me, but whatever.
I will film it as well. Are you filming it over there?
I'm going to try to. You know what's funny? I'm more worried about the questions, and you're always more worried about the plank.
I am worried about the plank, yes. I'm worried about the plank. Well, in this case, I'm also worried about the camera angle. I don't want it to show things we don't want to see.
No, I think it's
fine. From low-angle lenses or something.
I think it's fine. It's
fine. All right, here we go.
Let me get down.
Here. Okay. Oh, this is good.
Oh, boy.
Rapid fire questions with Katie Law.
Okay, anytime. I'm planking.
Question. What? Oh, I just lost my question.
Andy, I've held this plank for 30 seconds already.
And go. Your first celebrity crush was who?
Christian Slater.
What was the last sexy Halloween costume you wore?
Nurse.
Was it really, or did you just make that up?
No, yeah, I got it.
Favorite U.S. city besides where we live in Fort Wayne?
Chicago.
Have you ever sent a dirty pic to the wrong person by accident?
No, I have not.
Your favorite Fort Wayne area restaurant right now, knowing that it could change over time?
Mercado.
Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
I have not.
Have you ever been slapped in the face?
I have not.
Do you remember the last place, the location where you were dumped?
I was dumped in Aurora, Illinois on a sidewalk.
When was the last time you social media stalked an ex?
I'm shaking. Social media what?
Stalked an ex. Oh. When did you look up an ex on social
media? Yesterday.
What grade did you have your first kiss?
Seventh.
Two more. Current celebrity crush.
Oh, God. LL Cool J.
And finally, name a TV show or a movie where you wish you were a cast member in.
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
God.
There you go. You're
done. Okay, that was crazy long. You took forever to start. I was already in a plank for 30 seconds before you even asked your first question.
It's so true.
I'm out of breath.
Yeah, see, I told you. You get done with that segment, you feel like you gave birth or something.
How long did I hold that? My arms are got me thinking about Christian Slater.
There you go.
Pump up the volume. Anyone?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What?
No.
I'm old.
And then you quoted LL Cool J.
And then, I have this weird obsession with him. I think he's sexy.
It's Andy in the morning. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Hot Katie Law in studio this morning. I have the list here of the top simple words that Americans have trouble spelling. Now, look, I am not the world's best speller. I grew up in an era where if I got close and I got a wiggly line, I could right-click and it would fix it for me.
Autocorrect. We are in the age of autocorrect. Yeah. We are.
I was a terrible speller. I was good at math and science. I was good at, public speaking. I could fake my way through a book report pretty good.
Sure, sure.
But you know what I couldn't do well? Spell. I'm just not great at it, so... You ever have to, like, spell in front of the class growing up? Man, was that anxious.
Like, I know. And sometimes a word just doesn't look right. I mean, you know how to spell it. And you just spell it right. But then for some reason, it just...
Yeah.
You're like, why is it spelled that way? Yeah.
Here are the top simple words that Americans struggle spelling. Quiet tops the list. Quiet versus quit, I think, are one of the other.
Or quite.
Or quite.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is like dessert and desert.
And oh, yes.
Like, and you're like,
It takes you a couple extra seconds to think about it. Like, S, two S's, and you usually get it right, but you have to think about it.
There was a trick. There's always a trick I forget a teacher has. I think, like, you want more dessert, so dessert has two S's.
Ah.
I think it's the trick I remember a teacher telling me growing up. They're like, you want less dessert.
Yeah.
In theory.
Well, speaking of double syllables, my son asked me yesterday how to spell forest.
Oh, boy.
And I had to, it took me an extra 5 seconds, two F's or one.
I was going to go with R's. See, that's how bad of a speller
Not
I am.
Not F's, R's, no.
Okay.
How many R's, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, sorry.
I was like, one F? F? I tried to save you.
We are not.
I was like, one F?
Not bad in a thousand today.
That tells you how bad of a speller I am. I was like, there's a double F.
I actually
F
made
in
you
forest.
Think about it.
I was like, I always worry about the R's. There's one R, but you think there's two.
I meant R's. One R or two. Oh, God. Can we start over? Can we start this entire day over?
Yikes. Anyway, let me go through the list here really quick. Color. Everybody forgets the second O and thinks it's like color, like AR versus OR.
Okay, or ER, yeah.
Bagel. People struggle with that. Equal.
The Q's get people.
This word that supposedly is misspelled, that's a very common, simple word that's misspelled the most in Indiana, is the word friend.
I before E.
Except after, you know, F. Double F's. Cousin.
FFORREST.
Beautiful, because it has three vowels in a row.
Beautiful. Always got to think twice about that.
And the number one word people in Colorado need help with. These are like top simple words that Americans struggle and have to Google how to spell.
Yeah.
That's why we have the analytics on this. The number one word in Colorado that they struggle with and often Google how to spell is Colorado.
Their own state.
Their own state.
Got it.
Yeah. Sandy in the morning. Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. You ever had any house guests?
Sure, yeah.
Like, people stay with you for more, like, maybe at the holidays for sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe relatives come to town. But anybody ever, like, live at your house? You're like, hey, I'm in between apartments, or a house is getting renovated. Can we stay at your house for, like, a week? This is, I don't know, it's common sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So, we have friends. I mean, this is pre-COVID. Friends come and stay. A lot of, like, old college friends that don't live here. And
sure.
We want to get together and see them. They come stay for a weekend.
Well, that's what Reddit asked last night. They were talking about the worst house guest experiences people have ever had. I have trimmed down the list very much. So I have about three stories here. If anybody has a house guest story, you can certainly share it with us now at 260-467-9500. Are we ready? Here we go. According to Reddit, the worst house guest experiences people had... My aunt came to visit for what was supposed to be a week or two and didn't leave for almost a year.
Whoa!
She actually at one point redecorated my room and even put pictures of herself up and took down all of my posters. Basically kicking me out.
Okay.
Worst house guest experiences you've ever had. Instead of asking... guys, where's the toilet paper?
Yeah.
For a while, they just, when the roll got low, they let their kids wipe their rear with guest towels that we had or hand towels in the bathroom.
OK, okay, you're not coming back. You're not going to be invited back into our house.
The worst house guest experience you ever had. Oh, all right. Ooh, guess somebody wants to play. It's Andy in the morning. Hi, go ahead.
We had a house guest staying with us for free. And one day he was leaving our house and did $25,000 worth of damage on my car when he backed into it.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
Hang on, $25,000 worth of, or $2,500?
$2,500.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. $25,000.
Was this a family member?
$2,500. Nope, a friend of my husband's.
Okay, needed a place to stay for a little while.
Wore out his welcome right when he decided to ram into your car. Did he stay?
And it was my birthday.
Oh man, that story just kept having
layers of that.
Worst house guest. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it this morning. Worst house guest stories you've ever had.
I was talking about having like old friends come stay. My college roommate and her husband and kids came. And he drank, her husband drank every single ounce of alcohol in our house. Like, we all went to bed.
And he's up and he come back and it's
and
like
And I think I got
dry.
Up to use the restroom a couple hours later. He was still sitting in our living room watching TV and just drinking everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Where's the self-awareness? You know?
There wasn't
where's the
any.
Self-awareness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sandy in the morning, worst house guest stories. We just have people who hide stuff when they come over to our house.
Hide stuff like what?
Like pictures of themselves one time. One time we were playing a game and they took all the Monopoly money and hid the money around our house.
To be funny?
To be funny. And so like actually to this day, we just took a picture down and on the back of it was like a Monopoly dollar that had been there for 5 years.
This is brilliant. I love that.
So that
I
is
love
what
it.
House guests do. And they're like, oh, did you find all the money yet? And we're like, well, we can't play Monopoly.
Know.
And no, I don't know. Yes.
I kind of like that as a prank, a harmless prank. That's good.
Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. Would you like a good news story? Set
yes.
you up for success today?
Absolutely.
A man with Alzheimer's had asked his wife to marry him again after falling in love with her for a second time. Here's an audio clip of his wife, Lisa, talking about the moment of clarity he had when he popped the question to her again.
It's the most magical love story you'll ever hear. And I give you all that I am
and ever hope to be
and ever hope to be. And I said, do what? And he pointed to the TV, to the scene of this wedding. And I said, do you want to get married? And he said, yes. And he had this huge grin on his face. You know, and he doesn't know that I'm his wife. I'm just his favorite person.
Do you like me?
I love you so much. Do you like me?
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh my God. That's true love.
Yeah. I think that was that's an emotional story. Yeah, I mean, because you can imagine all the peaks and valleys of going through, mostly valleys of going through what sounded there by the tone of voice like young diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And he fell in love with his wife for the second time and proposed marriage again.
Again.
That's pretty
again.
Nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
People Magazine has come out with what they're saying is going to be the wedding song of the summer.
Ooh, okay.
It's from a country artist. I believe her name is Chase Martin, even though when I think of Chase, I think of men.
Yeah.
But there's obviously a lot of weddings that are going to be happening this year and next year as there was this bottleneck and a lot of people put their ceremony on hold over the last 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. Here's the song. It's called Forever Plus One. This could be the top wedding song of the summer of 2021.
When there's a concert you're going to, a party that you're passing through, guarantee, baby, I'll be your forever plus one. Whenever you need somebody, when it's all said and done, yeah, baby, you know you got me. Ooh, from now till the end of time, boy, it's you and I for always and then some. 'Cause a lifetime with you, not it just ain't enough. I love you for plus one.
Oh,
there
hooked.
You go. Forever
hooked.
Plus one.
I love it.
It's said to be the summer wedding song of 2021 as people are very happy they finally get to have weddings again. A lot of people have been putting these ceremonies, some of which on hold for over a year or more. Showbiz news. Let's do it. Movie theater. Let's start with movie news, Ryan. Okay. Before there was Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda won his first Tony for a musical called In the Heights that is actually opening in theaters and on HBO Max this weekend. You're going, right?
I'm going tonight.
Going
yes.
tonight.
My wife. I got seats at the recliner seat theater.
Well, that was specific.
Regal.
There you go.
Regal, that's what it is.
You're on fire today.
I am losing words left and right.
Here's a clip from In the Heights, which I guess will now probably be a very popular soundtrack, just like Hamilton was when it first came out. Like, when I watched Hamilton, I was like, I don't get it. By about the third time, I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Oh, I know I'm gonna listen to the soundtrack on repeat.
Here's a quick part of some of their title tracks and part of the trailer. Here we go.
They're talking about kicking out all the dreamers. But every day is different, so it's time to make some noise. We had to assert our dignity in small ways.
Shh. Just listen.
Little details that tell the world we are not invisible.
Ignore anyone who doubts you.
So before Hamilton, there was In the Heights opening in theaters and on HBO Max this weekend. Showbiz news continues. James Corden is being called out. They want many online to have him end his segment called Spill Your Guts. Over 10,000 people have signed a petition at change.org asking him to stop the segment where celebrities are asked tough questions or they have to eat disgusting foods. However, more times than not, the disgusting food is actually something that in the Asian cultures you would eat. They think it's culturally not appropriate to have squid and other items like that that are considered gross when many Asian countries, eat them on the regular. Ted, everybody remember the foul-mouthed teddy bear from Seth MacFarlane?
Yes.
The film franchise, written and directed by Seth MacFarlane, is now coming back with a prequel live-action TV series for Peacock. It'll have 10-episode prequel run. Many assume Mark Wahlberg will not be a part of the series, but yes, Seth MacFarlane will still be voicing Ted. John Stewart, former host of The Daily Show, will be the first in-studio guest for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert as that returns for the first time with live audiences in the Ed Sullivan Theater back on Monday. And Netflix has officially launched their first online store. Surprised they haven't done this before. So now you can get merchandise for your favorite Netflix shows that are produced by Netflix. So like Bridgerton or Stranger Things might be on there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, get your merch.
There you go.
For sure.
That's a quick peek as to what's happening in Hollywood.
May I have your attention, please? I don't mean to yell, but it's Angie in the morning, and we don't want you to miss anything. Magic 95.1.